The UTEP Department of Theater and Dance will host two nights of free events with El Paso native and award-winning playwright Octavio Solis. On the first night, February 2nd, Mr. Solis will talk about life in the theater, El Paso's influence on his work, and the magic behind his plays. The second night, February 3rd, will consist of a staged reading of his play, Lydia, which UTEP will produce in March of this year. That will be followed by a Q&A with the playwright. Here to tell us all about it is Assistant Professor of Theater at UTEP, Kim McKean. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here too, Kim McKean, because I've learned that you're new to our community.
I am, yes. I just moved here in August.
And you said you came from New York City?
Came from New York City, from Brooklyn.
So how are you feeling here in El Paso?
You know, it has been a pleasant surprise. I didn't know much about El Paso before coming here, and I have found it to be a really warm city, literally and figuratively. And just so welcoming and open and giving as well. It's been great for me.
It's cool, right? Because everybody's just nice.
Yeah, and it's
and
like a real nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like, you know, I'm from the Midwest. People say Midwesterners are nice too, but it's a different nice.
Right.
Yeah. This is genuine.
Right. Well, I'm glad you found it right away and that you're feeling it, because we are excited. You know, it's nice. You know, especially here at UTEP, to have someone like you mentor students and kind of come up and say, you know, you can go to New York and do your thing. And, you know,
absolutely.
It's important to see real life people that have actually done that.
Yes. And that it's all within reach, you know.
Right.
You just need the tools and to know what you're, you know, to know what you're doing or not, or just to take the
plunge.
Just
do it.
Like I did.
I think that's the story most people have. Like, you just do it and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So tell us about these events with Octavio Solis. El Paso native?
Yes. So it's a really unique and special experience for us, because we are producing this play in March and the playwright is from El Paso. So once I sort of put two and two together, I said we have to get him here.
Of course.
To both talk about the play and also to talk to our community about what it has been like, and also to talk to our community about what it was for him growing up here and how that it has influenced his work. So we set up these two events, one on February 2nd, one on February 3rd. The first one is going to be me and him having a conversation about his life and about his work and about his plays and his influences and sort of what makes him tick, both as a playwright and as an artist. And then the following evening, we are going to be doing a staged reading of the play we're producing in March. And then we get to talk to him after specifically about this play and any questions that the audience has, they can ask him and all of that good stuff.
It's kind of also a neat opportunity for you to like workshop it with him.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's not usually something you get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been interesting for me as a director thinking about staging both the reading and then also staging the full production, because a reading is different. In a reading, you just have the text. You
right.
don't have any of the visual elements. So we've been doing really deep, detailed text work, going through his play line by line, talking about why does this character do this? What is this relationship? Where is this? And that's another thing that's been fascinating for us. Since the play is set in El Paso,
right.
we can get really detailed and say, ooh, okay, we think that this takes place here. And then Octavio has been gracious enough to have an email dialogue with me, so I can actually email him and say, hey, when you wrote this, what were you thinking? So we know that he set it in the Lower Valley, for example.
That's awesome.
Yeah, something that you don't usually you usually aren't privy to that information.
No, you kind of have to guess around it. And sometimes that's fun too, because, you know, you can
right.
interpret it. But
right.
to have him be a part of it is really neat.
Yes. And it also has been really interesting for our cast. We've had some great conversations about cast members saying, this could be my family.
Right.
My mom says this. I said this. Or in that sort of thing. And having that familiarity there and that sense of, I get this and I understand this. And then me sort of being an outsider coming into it, I have not only learned so much
mm-hmm.
about living in a border town, but also have been able to ask questions that maybe could possibly be taken for granted.
Right. Or could be like, well, it's kind of obvious maybe, right? Kind
right,
of
along the, to them. Those lines. And so mm-hmm. Exactly. And I say, well, explain it to me. And then they explain it. And then there's something in having to explain it that clarifies it for them.
And we should probably backtrack a little bit so we can explain it. Lydia is about, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a Mexican family that moves to El Paso to kind of start their life here.
Yes.
Which is a super common story. I mean, my family did that. You know, it's just everywhere.
Yes. And set in the 1970s.
Even closer. All right.
Right. And so in that, it tells the story of the Flores family who has a terrible tragedy happen. Ceci, the daughter of the family, gets in an accident 3 days before her quinceañera.
Oh, man.
And it's a terrible car accident and she gets brain damage. So the story takes place 2 years after that accident and sort of explores what that does to the family.
Right.
The family is very much trapped. I like to think of them as caged in this world. And then they have a visitor. I'll put visitor in quotes. They hire a maid to come and help Lydia. And once Lydia arrives, chaos ensues.
Is she like the Mary Poppins, the kind of change agent?
I would say the very, very dark Mary Poppins.
<Got it. laughs>
The Mary Poppins that awakens secrets, awakens things in them that they might not want to be awoken.
And there's a lot of that in Mexican families. You know, there's those secrets, you know they're there, but you just know not to ask. And
right.
It's fine.
Right. And that's how this family lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially after this accident, we were talking about in rehearsal last night, actually, that they probably didn't talk about the details of the accident.
Right.
Until Lydia came into their house and forced it out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is very much, it's very magical, actually.
Right.
It's a very dark tragedy, family drama. But there's some really lovely, beautiful, poetic, magical elements, which is sort of Octavio's trademark.
So how did you just call Octavio up and say, hey, I hear you're from El Paso. Can you come down?
I had to do a little bit of research. He actually does have his email online, but I found a friend of his that I had met once or twice sort of randomly in El Paso.
That's how it happens all the time,
uh-huh,
just so you know.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Yes. And then he gave me his email, which was actually I had been emailing him in the incorrect email. So I got his right email and started up this email exchange with him. And as soon as I emailed him, he was so excited that this was being produced here.
Yeah.
It's been produced in California, in Denver, in Dallas. And this is the first El Paso production.
Which is nuts because it's set here.
Exactly. So he was really excited and also very eager to be supportive and to say, what can I do? Tell me what questions you have, and also to come for both of the events.
And I'm curious to know, or maybe you can ask him this for us, how he's seen El Paso change. Because even El Paso from 5 years ago is completely different. And somebody
uh-huh.
like him that's been away and has plays set here, I just wonder what that perception is going to be like.
Yeah, I will ask him that for you. Or
please
you can
do.
Come.
I will come. Speaking of, how do we all go to these events? I know that they're free, which means they'll probably get sold
yes.
out, quote unquote. So
they
how do you
free,
get in?
They are free thanks to a grant we got from Humanities Texas.
Super cool.
So it's first come, first serve. The
okay.
events are at 6:30 p.m. both days, February 2nd and February 3rd. And I would say arrive at 6.
Get there early.
We have 60 seats.
So get there really early.
Get there really early. And we might be able to squeeze a few more in if we have room, but we're trying to put the cap at 60.
Okay.
Yeah, just show up at the Fox Fine Arts building, and it's in the Studio Theater.
So you have two opportunities, February 2nd, where that'll be the Q&A with you and Octavio.
Yes.
And then the third is the reading of Lydia.
Yes, with the short Q&A after.
Very cool. Okay, one more question about the reading. So is that the cast that will actually be doing the play?
It is.
Oh, how amazing.
Yes. We had auditions in January and then have had rehearsal for about a week and a half for the reading.
So this is a real treat for us and for you.
Yes. And I would say also for the actors to actually get to spend this much time working on just the text. Usually, especially in contemporary plays, you tend to do a little bit of text work and then get up on your feet right away.
Well, I'm excited for both events. So we'll remind everybody, you've got two opportunities to meet with playwright Octavio Solis, and that's on February 2nd and February 3rd. Both events start at 6 p.m. They're free, so get there early.
Start at 6:30.
Oh, get there at 6. How's that?
Get there at 6, yes.
Get there at 6. The events start at 6:30. You'll just have the opportunity for a great treat with playwright Octavio Solis.
Yes, and then come see the full production in March.
Yes, of course. And you know what? We'll have you back for that so we can meet the actors and talk about that experience and kind of debrief on that. That would be fun to do.
That sounds great.
Today, my guest has been Kim McKean, Assistant Professor of Theater here at UTEP. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.